leading the news this morning, South Africa's first black president, Nelson Mandela, has been laid to rest in his ancestral home of Kunu. He was buried in a traditional ceremony attended by family and close friends. More than 4,000 people, including many foreign dignitaries and political figures, gathered to farewell the anti-apartheid hero at a state funeral. The federal government has sacked a key body that provides advice on the health of asylum seekers in detention. The Immigration Health Advisory Group was set up in 2006 to give independent advice on issues including mental health. And the coalition is marking its first 100 days in power today. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, says he's very satisfied with the government's achievements so far, despite a drop in support in the recent opinion polls. Police have condemned a weekend of drunken violence in Sydney. A 23-year-old man remains in a coma after being stomped on the head during a drunken brawl in Bondi. It was just one of several alcohol-fueled incidents over the weekend, during which more than 500 people were arrested. And Irish actor Peter O'Toole has died aged 81. O'Toole shot to fame for his portrayal of Lawrence of Arabia in the blockbuster film of the same name. He was nominated for 8 Oscars before finally being given an honorary Oscar in 2003.